Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Oh, hacks time. Do you ever have a taco shell and it falls over and you're trying to fill it with stuff like chili mints and cheese and some tomatoes and lettuce and stuff, and you're like, oh, this is a bit annoying. You lodge your fork in the thongs of your fork so you keep it upright. So you just basically put your fork at the side, push it in, and it creates a stand for your taco that you can fill it with whatever you want under a sturdy base. Nice.
I'm having tacos tonight.
Yeah, I actually tried this and I thought it was deadly. I was delighted. One of those times you try a hack and go, yes, because that is a bit annoying because you're trying to hold it while stuff it with stuff.
Yeah.
Pizza. You want to reheat a slice? Different ways to do it, and some of them work, some of them don't, but this is apparently, according to TikTok, the absolute best. Pop your pizza into a hot frying pan before pouring a little water around it. Put the lid on, allow it to steam a minute or two, and when reheated, the pizza's crunchy, hot, and covered in melted cheese, just as if it came out of the box.
Yeah, the other one is the microwave. Now, I know more often than not, if you put a slice of pizza in the microwave, it comes out all floppy and soggy. Horrible and soggy.
Yeah.
If you put a cup of water in the microwave, it won't do that. It'll just heat up your pizza and it'll still be that crispy pizza epicness that you loved.
Yeah, well, this literally has like 250,000 likes from people say they've tried it. So definitely worth a try to get your pizza back to its former glory. Have you got a breadboard and you're worried? We do, and I think washing it, and you're like, oh, I don't really want to get any detergents on it because it's used to make the sandwiches and stuff every day. A really good way to do it without using even a washing up liquid is lemon, rock salt, and a little bit of elbow grease. It exfoliates the grime out of the wooden chopping board, leaving it fresh for the week ahead. So there you go.
Yeah.
Salt and lemon, a natural way to do it, really gets it nice and clean.
I tend to avoid the wooden ones and buy the plastic ones because I find, obviously, that when you're cutting with a knife, you've got all those knife marks along your board, and then I'd be conscious of what's in there. What's in all
those?
I
know what you mean. I do like it. How do you get to those ones? It's big and heavy, and I just like it. They have the plastic ones as well, because you know the way you need them for lots of different things. Yeah. But actually, one of the best things I was ever given for a present was chopping boards, right? But they're in a container, and they're divided into colour. So you have, they're like, it's a bit like a file.
I have one, yeah, because the white one, ones for fish.
The white ones for fish, the red ones for me.
The red ones for me, yeah.
It's handy, isn't it?
Handy.
Yeah. If you're looking to get your microwave clean, this works as well. Tried it, right? Basically, plug a bowl of water with just a capful of white vinegar inside. Heat it on high power. The liquid comes to a boil. Then keep the door closed for a few minutes. The steam loosens all the caked on food and literally wipes away with the cloth.
Yeah.
Also, blenders, same again, never a fun task. Put a little bit of washing up liquid and fill it a third fill with warm tap water. Blend again. Pretty much, quite often, doesn't even really need more further cleaning, just rinsing.
Yeah.
Oven, baking soda, hugely effective. We mentioned it before, but if you can make a paste, baking powder and water, leave it overnight and wipe away, and a few drops of lemon oil as well will give you a lovely scent if you have some of that. And another one that's interesting, I never heard this one before, pots, looking to get them sparkling and grease stains and all that off. Put a few inches of Coke in the pans, leave it to soak for a few hours, use a scourer and it gets away the grime pretty much instantly.
All right, Coca-Cola like.
Yeah.
Because wasn't that the one they said you could use for your jacks as well? Just pour it down the toilet and it would get rid of all that stuff.
Yeah, well, it just shows what's in it, really, doesn't it? You'd leave it in pans overnight.
I'm glad you mentioned the blender thing, because I thought for many years that the foulest smell I ever smelt, as far as the kitchen was concerned, was the bits I cut off the chicken. And I forget about them. And the next day I'm like, what the hell is that? And then I remembered it's all those little bits of chicken breast.
Oof.
The worst smell ever is now a protein shake in a blender that I'd forgotten to clean. It is vile.
Okay.
So I'm glad
thanks. Yeah. So there you go now. Seriously. Throw in your fairy liquid and you'll be grand.
Have a whiff of that protein shake if you think chicken breast is horrible. My God.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
They'll return next Tuesday.